Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. The ideal temperature range for most plants is 60 to 85 degrees. Beyond that range, most plants survive and don't thrive. Some plants do have built-in heat shields, like Dusty Miller and Lamb's Ear, known for their white leaves. The color comes from thick layers of hair called trichomes. The light color reflects light and keeps the plant cooler. As you think of that, there are materials that reflect light onto plants and amplify the summer sun. Concrete and gravel can bounce sunlight onto plants, which is a big problem in summer when sun exposure can turn a patio into an oven. So how does all the heat affect plants? Typically, it causes plants to wilt and curl. If plants spring back in the evening and next morning, then they were probably just under heat stress. Lastly, some plants will have scorched margins. The first thing that should always be done in summer heat is to water, because plants are using and losing a lot more water now than in the cold months. Mulching with wood or straw can conserve moisture, but mulching with gravel can heat the plants up. Provide a shade structure or move pots into a location with evening or midday shade. Lastly, back off on the chemicals. Fertilizer can wait until it's below 90. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.